good? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You know, it's kind of interesting. You know, it's Father's Day. We're bringing honors to fathers today, and one of the Lord gave me a word, and boy, it's not comfortable, but I have to bring it because the Lord said it, and the Lord said it. I got to do it. Amen. And if you don't like what's said, take it up with the one that sends the message, not the messenger. Okay, I'm just the messenger. All right. But the Lord has something He wants to say to each and every one of us today. So I pray that you just keep your hearts and your minds open to receive what the Lord has. To lead off, one of the things I want to say is, yesterday I was kind of troubled because I got a call from my son. My son's a pastor at Grace Covenant East, and we expect them to come over to our house today for Father's Day. And he said, well, Hudson has an all-star game at 3 o'clock, and they wouldn't be able to come. And the first thing that happened was all of a sudden I started saying, oh, man, my son is dishonoring me. All of a sudden my flesh started speaking. And God said to me, he said, Father's Day is a man-made holiday, not a God-made holiday. And just because your son couldn't be there for Father's Day, that doesn't mean he's dishonoring you. Amen? So he had to straighten me out really quick. Amen? Amen? But today I want to go somewhere, and we're going to go on a journey together. Amen? We're talking about the importance and the value of honor. Amen? And it's one of the things that's really missing in our nation today. And the generations seem to get worse and worse as time goes. And the Lord said, as it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, so will it be in the time of the coming of the Son of Man. But in Proverbs chapter 22, verse number 15, Solomon said this. He said, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it out from him. Amen. And when I was looking at that, the Lord was saying, the Lord had some really hard lessons when he was establishing the law, when he was establishing the difference between right and wrong in his word. And I'm just getting leading up to where we're going today. And Deuteronomy chapter 21. The word of God says this. If a man have a stubborn and rebellious child, which will not obey the voice of his father or the voice of his mother, and that when they are chastened them, will not hearken unto them, then shall his father and his mother lay hold on him and bring him unto the elders of the city and unto the gate of the place. And they shall say to the elders of the city, this our son is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He is a glutton and a drunkard. And all the men of the city shall stone him with stones, that he die. Shall thou put away evil away from among you, and all of Israel shall hear and fear. Now God isn't about killing children, don't get me wrong. But the father is saying that without respect, okay? Respect and honor, amen? He said that fear would come or reverence would come. And God desires for you and I to reverence God as in his word. The word of God says Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. God's word does not change, amen? It remains the same. So when I was looking at this, the Lord took me to Hebrews chapter 12 for our text today. And we'll just see what Daddy wants to say to us. Verse number 6. The word of God says, for whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, or he disciplines, and scourgeth, or spanks every son whom he receiveth. If you endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. And what son is whom the father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof are you partakers? Then are ye bastards and not sons. Furthermore, We have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. No chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. And today I'm talking about, the title of this morning's message is to bestow honor. We're going to look at to reverence, to respect, and to reward. Let's lift our word and make a declaration here together. Can we lift our word together? Amen. Repeat after me. Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word, and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Speak to me, Lord, for I am listening. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we thank you for the word. And we're grateful that you sent it here to accomplish what you sent it to this house to do. So, Father, I ask, Father God, that you just get me out of your way. Spirit of the living God, speak through me today. Speak to each and every one of us here. May each and every one of us be profited by your word. May your word build us up. May it encourage us, and may it comfort us. And when all is said and done, all glory, all honor, and praise will be unto the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We thank you, Jesus, for we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You know, when I was reading that in Deuteronomy, and I'm reading that, I mean, God's really serious about respect and honor, isn't he? Amen? And so many times we don't take that seriously. And God wants us to recognize that he'll help us fulfill everything he calls us to do. So the first thing we're looking at is to have reverence, to honor. Today, we're looking at honoring our fathers. And this morning I posted this. I posted this. When we honor our heavenly Father, we honor our earthly father. When we honor our earthly father, we honor our heavenly father. Amen? So as God has called us to be men and women of honor. Amen? So when we look at that first, in Ephesians chapter 6, the Apostle Paul says in verse number 1, he says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Amen? There's life that comes with honor. Amen? There's extension of life that comes with honor. And I want to say something right here before we get into this message. There is nothing you can do about the past but learn from it. But we can break the curse today. Amen? The curse of sin has been broken and we have perfect liberty. Amen? So God isn't speaking this message to say, bad you, you didn't do this right, you didn't do that right. What God is saying is God has a word and a plan, and his plans are for good and not for evil. Plans to give us hope, plans to give us an expected end. Amen? So what he is saying there, when we honor, teach our children to honor us, we help them extend their lives. You know, in Deuteronomy, that scripture in Deuteronomy, well, somebody says, well, that's the Old Testament, but we're not the Old Testament church, we're a New Testament church. Hallelujah. So let's go to Matthew 15 and say and look and see what Jesus says about it. Amen. Jesus says this, Matthew 15, verse number 3. But he answered and said unto them, why do you also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? For God commanded, saying, honor thy father and thy mother, and he that curseth father or mother, let him die the death. Jesus is saying, but we say, whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, it is a gift by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, and honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus have you made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition. Jesus said, ye hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, this people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far removed. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men, and not the commandments of God. Amen? God's called us to honor. And what the Lord was saying to me, listen to me. Jesus said this. Jesus said, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, and render unto God what is God's. Now, when Caesar causes me to break God's law, I do not break God's law to fulfill Caesar's law. That's where the persecution of the church comes. We live in a nation right now, in this nation we live in, that says it's okay to kill babies, but it's not okay to spank your children. What does the Bible say? God says that's a lie, that's doctrines of this world and not doctrines of God. Amen. Hello? 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 Hey, you know, I got a lot of spankings when I was a kid. I didn't enjoy them at the time, but they did me some good. I'll tell you one thing I learned the difference between right and wrong. Hello? So get this in your mind. As we're approaching the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to have more and more of the government in the world saying, do this and don't follow the word of God. Hello? God told us that this was going to happen. Amen? We shouldn't be surprised at it. But the word of God says in Proverbs chapter 13, I'm going to try to talk softly. I don't know how to do that. Verse number 24. He that spareth his rod hateth his son. But he who loveth him chasteneth him betimes. In other words, brings discipline, brings correction. Oh, that's just the way my child is. No, it isn't. Amen? Now, if you're not in a custom of whipping and spanking your children in love, don't start today. Well, I heard the pastor say, y'all get in the room, we're going to spank you all when we get home. There's a rebellious generation. And this rebellious generation is because the word of God has gotten out of our homes. He's gotten out of our nation. Amen? And this nation has turned from the Lord, and God's called the nation back. There's other nations that are coming to the Lord in a mighty way, and our nation has fallen away. But God cares about the United States of America. He loves each and every one of us, and he wants and righteousness is established in the home. It isn't out there in the world. It starts at our house. So he's saying that we're to honor. There's about honor. And Jesus himself said in Psalms 89, and God's word tells us in Psalms 89. You say, well, Jesus said, well, yeah, and the word became flesh. Every word comes from the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And the word of God says in verse number 5, and he says, and the heavens shall praise thy wonders, O Lord, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. For who in the heaven can be compared unto the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto the Lord? God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints and to be had in the reverence of all them that are about him. You know, in other words, we're to reverence the Lord. We reverence God when we reverence his word, when we reverence it. And he also calls you and I in his word to respect, to be subject, to be in subjection to the Father of lights. To be in subjection means to submit ourselves, submitting ourselves to his word and his guidance and his direction. And Malachi chapter 2, even when it's ouchy, you can go ahead and say amen. Because it's God's word. It's not man's word. Amen. And God does everything for our benefit. Amen. I think in our text today, it talked about spanking children. Sometimes when our children break something or they do something, we react and we give them a spanking. And that spanking really isn't teaching them anything because it's done out of anger or it's out of a response. Okay. But everything that God never spanks you ever, that because he's mad at you. Okay? He spanks you or chastens you or corrects you because he loves you. Amen? And that you will benefit from the correction. Amen? Who a father loves, he corrects. Amen? And Malachi chapter 2, verse number 10, I'm talking about now to respect. He says, have we not all one father? Have not one God created us? Why do we deal treacherously every man against his brother, by profaning the covenant of our fathers? Treacherously was disrespectful, being disrespectful. You know, not only are we to honor God, not only are we to honor our fathers, not only are we to honor our mothers, but we're to honor one another, submitting to one another in the fear of the Lord. God's all about honor. As we honor him, we honor others. We have respect for them, and we love them right where they're at. You know, the psalmist says in Psalms 119, you know, I wish I could have just had this hallelujah shouting message for you today. The psalmist says in Psalms 119:15, he says, I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes, and I will not forget thy word. Amen? In other words, we have to respect, when we respect God, we respect his word, we respect one another. Amen? I love it with the account of Moses in Hebrews chapter 11. You know, the word of God says in verse 24, he says, by faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. Amen. You know, in other words, sometimes it's difficult and it's hard bringing correction to our children, amen, to discipline them, but we know it's going to benefit them later, amen. And in other words, what they learn from you is it's going to pass on to the next generation, you know. And I see, you know, I'm still really young at heart, amen, amen. But this next generation is the generation that's going to usher in the return of the Lord. And that's why the adversary is trying so hard to deter them from answering the call of God that's on their lives. Amen? Because they are the ones that are going to be ushering in the return of Christ. Amen? And if you don't think that because you're called by God and you're anointed by God, that you're not going to face some adversity. You're going to face some adversity. You're going to face some battles in life. But God says, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. I have called you and I have anointed you for such a time as now. Rise up. Rise up. Shout out and give me praise. And the enemy will scatter. When he comes in from every direction, I'll send him back the same way he came. Hallelujah. God wants us to understand that God's going to reestablish honor in our nation. There's reverence, reverence for God and reverence for our parents. Amen. And don't think just because you're out of your household and you're living on your own, that it's a gift when you come to visit your parents or if you do something for your parents. It's not a gift. You owe it to us. It's God's call on your life to honor your mother and father as long as you live. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody think this world says, well, I'm on my own. I left home. When he says, you leave your father and mother and cleave to your wife, you become one flesh. Oh, I don't have any responsibility to my parents anymore. That's a lie from the pits of hell. Amen. Now your mama needs you more than ever. Hello? 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 They need to hear from you. Hello? Hello? They need to hear. They don't have to go looking for you to find you. Hello? I'm so glad my daughter is here so I get to preach at her today. Praise God. And I'm not saying in any way my daughter dishonors me or disrespects me. I'm not saying that. But God's going to step it up a notch. Isn't that cool? Ain't God good? Amen. Amen. Don't worry, it wasn't the message. She has to go to Daddy's for Father's Day. Time for exit. Praise God. You know, he says this. He says when we reverence our parents and we honor our parents and we honor the Father in heaven and we respect them and show them honor and respect, he says there's something that we get. It's called life. Amen? It's life. He said, wouldn't it be better to be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? Amen? I don't know about you, but I want to witness Zoe life. I want to witness abundance of life. Amen? Amen? You know, God gives us abundance, like rivers of living water springing up inside of us. Amen? We're rivers of water just flowing and operating. So with that in mind today, look with me and let's go to Proverbs 19. Proverbs 19. If you wonder why I walk around so much, is I can't stand still. That's why the Lord made me a preacher, because I couldn't sit while they preached. As a child, I remember my dad. My dad, and I've shared a lot, my dad'd be up preaching, and I'd be all over the sanctuary and all in and out to the chairs, and I'd always end up on the platform behind the pulpit, and my dad would always, I would end up there, and I'd be making faces in the congregation, and all be laughing and everything, and they thought that dad thought they were laughing at his jokes, but they were. Yeah, corn began early, Joe. I bet you your mom has some stories to tell about you. This is my dear brother. You did well. I love this man, God. Amen. Amen. All right, get back to the message. Everybody's wanting to go for their Father's Day dinner. Proverbs 19, verse number 23 says this. He says, the fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that have it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil. Amen? So when we have reverence for the Lord, it brings life, and we become satisfied. I used to believe that the things of the world was what satisfied me. And I used to always I had all the bells and the whistles. I had the cars and I took the trips. I did everything that the world had to offer, but it never really satisfied me. But when I found Jesus, well, Jesus found me. He wasn't lost. I was. Amen. When Jesus found me, man, I get all kinds of satisfaction. Amen. I've got the joy of the Lord that's my strength, the peace of God that surmounts every bit of understanding. It guards our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus, man. Everything that I was looking for in the world, it was always there in front of me. It was just as close as the call of Jesus' name. Amen. And so he says when we have reverence, It gives us life, and he keeps evil from us. And I was sharing with you, you know, I was running in the park this week, and when I was running, I was thinking about some of the storms I was going through and the things I had to face through the day, and the Lord just gave me, it stopped me, and all of a sudden it was like a picture, and I saw all these pictures, and I saw all these different adversaries and demons and dark angels and things that were coming to try to attack me. And I saw the heavenly host bounding them off and sending them in every direction. And God was showing me how much he prevented from happening to me. It's just like there's appointed unto man wants to die and then the judgment. Sometimes when that date is set, the devil tried to speed it up, but he couldn't speed it up. Amen. He couldn't speed it up till it was time, till it was ready, till it was finished. Amen. So when we're looking at this, God said he keeps a lot of evil from us. If we're honoring, if we're having reverence, if we're respecting, there's reward that comes with it. Amen? The Word of God says, I forgot where I was. No, I didn't. Isaiah 58. Isaiah 58, verse number 11. I'm getting ready to get close, so everybody calm down. Wake back up. I'm almost done. See, that pastor's long-winded, didn't he? She's the lily of the valley, the bright and shining star. That's Lily Bell. Hallelujah. But we were prophesying this and speak this over your life today. As Isaiah prophesied in verse number 11, the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought and make fat thy bones. My wife doesn't like to hear that. And thou shalt be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters fail not. Amen. Amen. It just keeps springing up, life in the abundance thereof. So one of the things I was looking at is what Jesus was saying. He said in John 16, 13, he said this. He said, how be it when the Spirit of truth is come, he shall guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that he shall speak, and he will show you things to come. Amen. God has given you a picture of things that are coming. If you don't know what's in front of you, all you have to do is ask the Lord. The Holy Spirit will give you a vision of what's coming. Amen. You can see some of the adversities the adversary is trying to bring against you, and you could just put up some armor. Amen. We'd be suited with the armor so that he doesn't get through, because he's constantly, you know where he tries to hit you? He always tries to hit you in the back. He always tries to hit you in the back because there's no armor in the back. And if you look like a soldier, what a soldier would do is they stand back to back and fight. They're protecting one another, so there's never a backside. Somebody's always got your back. And you and I, as children of God, we're to have each other's back. So in closing today, the most favorite words, the Word of God says this. He says, hey, he talked about to reverence him, to respect him, and there's a reward of life that comes. But he also says to repent. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse number 9, the Word of God says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promises like some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance. And there's a couple things the Lord is saying today. First, if you've dishonored or disrespected your father, ask him to forgive you. Hello? And maybe you can't. Maybe he's already gone home to be with the Lord. Then you settle that with the Lord. There's nothing you can do about it. But you settle with the Lord. And if you've disrespected or you dishonored the Father in heaven, ask him to forgive you. Amen? His mercy is flowing to each and every one of us. But the most important thing, the Father says this to you and I today. This wasn't a message to hurt anybody. This was a message to say, hey, God is serious about his word. Amen? But the Lord loves you. And he says to you and I that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How shall they call upon him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the mountains at the feet of him that publish the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. God has a good plan for everyone in this place today. And you might not be in the place you need to be with the Lord. He says to you, behold, I'm standing at your heart's door and I'm knocking. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in. He will never force himself on you. He'll never force himself in on you. He constantly, gently knocks. And if you hear that knock, what he's asking you today, will you open up your heart and let me in? Bow your heads and let us pray.